Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Cray cray, local. Praise God. You know local. Local. You're local. It's like crazy. What a year it has been. It's been a year like no other. For me, it feels like a year that had the heat start to get turned up in about March. And from March on, the heat got turned up and up. And up and up. Is it just me or did it feel like that way for you? As in, it just felt like it's like this year is crazy, but it seemed to get crazier and crazier. And so as a result, heat has come on. Let's just go here today. If we're going to be here in our anointing service, I reckon we need to be honest. Is that okay with you? All right. I'll be honest with you. You can be honest with yourself. All right. A lot of people come to church. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? You got to get honest with yourself. If you want God to move in your life, step into His presence and allow God to work in you. Work with God, get honest with God, and you're going to see something occur. We have felt the heat get turned up, and as a result, heat came into spaces and places of our lives that we have never felt before, like we've never felt before. We all went into the first lockdown. How many of you remember the first lockdown? Seems like 8 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I want this year back. I reckon I've been ripped, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we went into the first lockdown. Seems like so long ago. We came out of the first lockdown and everyone went and breathed and then we got smashed by the second lockdown. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just going to be really honest. For me personally, when we went back into the second lockdown, it was like I got punched in the face. Just flat out. Punched in the face, you too. The first lockdown wasn't too bad because we were expecting to come out shortly and we did. But then it was like the prison door just got smashed in our face and bang, it's like, and then we found ourselves all locked up again, back in that space. Now, you know who I am. Most of you know who I am. I got messages coming from all of you because you know, like I'm a sanguine fun monkey, you know what I'm saying? How many of you know what a sanguine is? Yeah. And I'm a fun monkey. I love people. How many of you like people? Praise God, 8 of you like people. How many of you love people? Yeah. I love people. I like people. I love people. I'm a sanguine. I'm a fun monkey. And I've got just a little bit of ADDDDDDDDD. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, I've gone from living this life of international fun monkey extraordinaire, living by faith, living the dream with all of you, to being locked up with the love of my life. Thank you for praying for Georgie because I think she needed your support. She needed your prayers. Now, I've got to tell you, she is the love of my life. She is. But like we were locked up for like ever together. You know what I'm saying? How many of you husbands and wives know what I'm talking about? It's like, oh, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. That's what we said at the altar. But we had no idea COVID was coming. It's like, I didn't mean all the time. I didn't mean like, can I go to another room? I'm gonna get myself in trouble. You know what I'm saying though? I'm living the dream and then I'm locked up with poor old Georgia girl. But how many of you know she's still the love of my life? Praise God. She puts up with me. I gotta tell you, I missed you. You might be like, for real? I missed you. Oh. We missed you. Missed the church. Missed being in the foyer. Missed the latte. I missed the worship team. I missed the laughter. I missed Lincoln. You've probably seen me the last few times you've been in church. I'm just walking around shaking everybody's hand. It's like, aren't you meant to be worshiping? I am. That's the thing. I'm not encouraging you all to do it. It's like, where are they? I'm walking around shaking all your hands because I missed you. And I was like, I don't want to let you go. I got to tell you, I miss all of this. I miss everything that puts wind in my sails. I miss playing golf. It's true. I missed Mickey on Monday. That's what we call him, Mickey Monday. I miss Mickey. I missed the AFL season. I had to watch another premiership on TV. Where are the Richmond supporters? Give me a wave. All right, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. We had to watch another one on television. Praise God. I missed it all. Just being really honest. This year, I got belted emotionally. Now, you may not want to hear that. You might be like, you're meant to be our pastor. You're not meant to say that. You're meant to be like courageous, man. I'm real. And you can be real. I got belted emotionally. I got belted relationally. You know what I'm like. I love people. I want to be with people. I don't love people because I'm a pastor. I love people because I love people, and then God led me into ministry. But with or without ministry, I always love people because that's why God wired me for relationship. That's why God wired all of us for relationship, whether you know it or not. I got belted physically. Some of you know I've been winged. But what you may not know is before I got winged, I ended up in hospital with some heart challenges, yada, yada, yada. You don't want to know about those, but whatever. From there, I came out of there, ended up in the back of an ambulance. How many of you remember Vision Night when we streamed our Vision Night from here? Most of you don't know. The reason I got up and walked away is because I wasn't well. I went home, landed on my bed. Georgie rang the doctor. The doctor said, ring an ambulance. In the ambulance, I've never been in an ambulance. The ambulance people are so nice. They really are. And what I found really interesting is the guy, because we spoke from my house to Epworth Hospital, he was so interested about church and the Lord. It was incredible. Either that or you just didn't want me to die and you just wanted to go along with whatever I was saying. Yes, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. It's a song, but anyway, it won't go there. It's like, so no, I've never been in an ambulance. It was incredible. I had 2 nights in hospital. I've never had 2 nights in hospital. It was amazing. So I got out of hospital. Then I went and got shoulder surgery, praise the Lord. And then I got Dr. Emmanuel take a big hunk of meat out of my arm. It's just like one thing after another. It's like, what the heck? I got belted physically this year. Then we got belted financially, praise God. It's like, you got belted financially? Yeah, we did too. So if you did, we feel your pain. I'm not saying this because I'm the first person to have a bad year. But it's been a challenging year. And I know that we are not in this by ourselves. If I'm here and we're here, we're probably all here together to some degree or other. I understand it. Jesus has told us clearly, in this world, you'll have trouble. He didn't mention COVID. Would have been way easier if he said, all right, just so you know, 2020. Because how many of you remember Summit? Yes, Lord, send us to the world. We're going. What the heck? Why didn't he say, COVID's coming, Shane, COVID's coming? He didn't say anything. I was expecting to go do great things, but I fell on my face. We all fell on our face. It like, wasn't the year we were expecting. But how many of you know, trouble will come. Yes, trouble, and trouble did come. How many of you know the Bible tells us storms are going to come? Storms are going to come. How many of you know, though, you're still in church? You're still in church. You know what that means? The devil is a loser. The devil is a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. The devil is a liar. He's a loser. And the reason I say that is because you're still here. The enemy doesn't send trouble for you that you would excel. He sends trouble to destroy you, to rob, kill, and destroy. But you have stood the test. You have come through the storm, and you're still in church, worshiping God, praising God, lifting your eyes to heaven. And the reason you are still here is because the Bible says that those who build according to his pattern and according to his word will stand when storms come. I don't know about you, I take great confidence in the word of God. As in, it doesn't matter what's happening out there. If the word of God declares, then I'm going to put my life and my lot with the word of God. And I understand, yeah, it's challenging. We've all been challenged. I've been challenged. You've just heard, I've just put it out there. The reason I put my life out there is so you can be honest with yours. So when we get to pray, when we get to step into the presence of God in a few minutes' time, you're able to say before the Lord, Lord, wash this away now. Wash this away. I want the anointing of God to wash it away that I might be ready for 2021. Luke chapter 6, reading from verse 46, says, why do you call me Lord when you won't obey me? Georgie, why do you call me Lord when you won't obey me? Now, some of you are like, what are you doing? How many of you know Sarah used to call Abram Lord? She called him Lord. I've tried to get Georgia to call me Lord. And once the swelling goes down, we move on into better times. Anyway, how many of you know I'm being naughty now? And I will pay for 2 or 3 days, but it'll be okay. Why do you call me Lord when you won't obey me? I will show you what it is like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then obeys me. It is like a person who builds a house on a strong foundation laid upon the underlying rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against the house, it stands firm, praise God, because it is well built. It's well built. When you obey the word of God, you're building a house that's going to stand when trouble comes. But anyone who listens and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without foundation. When the floods sweep down against that house, it will crumble into a heap of ruins. So I take confidence in the fact that when storms and trouble are going to come my way, which they're going to come to us all, we are going to stand. Why are we going to stand? Because we're going to stand because we've built our house upon the rock. But just being completely transparent, this year, as the year has gone along, it has been like when I just thought this is as bad as it's going to get, it felt like the heat got turned up and the heat got turned up and the heat got turned up some more. It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How many of you love these three amigos? Praise God. They are guys that are like, they don't care what the enemy is going to throw at them. They're like, all right, you want to throw us into the fire, you throw us in the fire. You throw us in the fire, our God will save us. And even if he doesn't save us, we will not bow the knee to you. We're not going to bow to you because we know where our help comes from. We know who our God is. We're not going to bow the knee. All right. But how many of you know it doesn't stop the enemy from having a go? All right, your faith might be solid. You might be secure. You might be building on the rock, but still storms are going to come. Daniel chapter 3 from verse 19 says, Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Got turned up some more, to 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace fully clothed. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw the three men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell down into the roaring flames. I want you to note there that they weren't delivered from the flames. They had to go into the flames. Wouldn't it be good if God just took us around the outside all the time? But God doesn't allow that. Why? Because he wants to be in the fire with us. There is another in the fire. There has always been another in the fire. You know where I'm going. But suddenly, as he was watching, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up and in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes," they said, "we did indeed, your majesty." "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men unbound and walking around in the fire. They aren't even hurt by the flames, and the 4th looks like a divine being." He looks like a divine being. Now, I want you to understand there's flames. It is flaming. It is blowing in there. It is in the furnace. But in the midst of the flames, here is something, someone that looks like a divine being. I'm not too sure what he looked like in that space or that place, but you know my wild imagination. I can begin to put together something that looks like see-through, but altogether like crystal and glorious and gold. And it's like, here is the Lord in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So we've had a year where we've been thrown into the furnace. Yes, absolutely. And it has felt like throughout the year that it got hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And I don't know your stories. I don't know what you've been through this year. I know some stories. I know what some have been through, but I don't know it all. I don't know it all. I wish I did. I wish I could have been there for you all, physically there, carrying you, walking with you. You can carry me. I'll carry you. I wish we could have done that, but we couldn't. But how many of you know there was one? There was one. There's always one. And he's like a divine being. He is a divine being. His name is Jesus, the one and only Son of God. One and only Son of God. We've been in the fire all year. It's been like crazy. But here's the thing. This is as true for me as it is for you. It's as true for you as it is for me. If you've survived the flames of this year, it is only because Jesus has been with you. It's only because Jesus has been with you. I'm not talking about surviving in the sense of the world surviving. I'm talking about you surviving in your faith. You would not be here today if Jesus didn't walk with you through this year. Like we as a church, we have done our best to walk with you and connect with you and reach out to you. We've done our very best. And if we failed you, please forgive me, because I know that we didn't get it right all the time. But there is one, and his name is Jesus. And I thank God that he never fails, because he's always there. Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be saved. And just as the flames didn't consume Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, neither have they consumed you. Because if they did, you wouldn't be here today. But now here's the thing. In fact, let's just keep reading for just a little bit longer. Daniel chapter 3 from verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the princes, the prefects, the governors, and the advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their head was singed and their clothing was not scorched. Listen to this. They didn't even smell like smoke. They didn't even smell like smoke. Let me ask you a question. True or false? True or false? More people die of smoke inhalation than they do of fire or burns in a fire. True or false? True. It's a crazy thought, isn't it? Most people, when they think of this passage, think of the fire as being the enemy here. It's not the fire that's the enemy, it's the smoke. More people in reality die of smoke inhalation than they do of burns as they come through fires. We've all survived the fire. Yes, absolutely, we have survived the fire. But can I ask you a question today, brothers and sisters, those that are watching online today? Can I ask you a question today? Let me ask you all a question. Will you survive the smoke? Will you survive the smoke? If you've been able to walk out of this year without any smoke on you at all, to God be the glory. I got to tell you, I'm still trying to get it off. As in, we need to know and we need to determine that we are going to survive now the smoke. Brothers and sisters, the reason that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were able to exist and exit the furnace and not smell like smoke is because it's the anointing that breaks the smoke. You're like, aren't you misquoting that? Isn't it the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage, the yoke of slavery, et cetera, et cetera? Yes, it is. But I'm using what they call preacher's license. And I'm saying to you today, it's the anointing that breaks the smoke. And the reason we need to be anointed today, afresh today, and tomorrow, and the day after that, is because it's the anointing that will cause the smoke of 2020 to dissipate from your life. That's why we need to keep stepping back into the place where the fresh anointing comes. Fresh anointing comes, fresh anointing comes. And everybody said, amen. Think about this. The smoke will cause you to stay in the furnace. I have no doubt about it. The smoke will cause you to stay in the furnace and not realize the door is open. You can't see the door is now open, but there's so much smoke in the furnace, you can't see anything. You don't realize your future is there before you now. Step out of the furnace. Time to come out of the furnace. Friends, I want to encourage all of you watching online today, start stepping out of the furnace, start stepping out of the furnace. It's like the smoke has got you smoked in, you can't see anymore. You're losing vision in that place. Friends, I want to encourage you, the plans and the purposes of God for your life are still yes and amen. They're still yet to be realized. I tell you the truth, God has got so much vision for you. He has a plan. He has a purpose. We stepped into this year. Amen, bro. We stepped into this year. God has a plan. Yes, God has a purpose. Yes, COVID's like, I don't know about the plan and purpose anymore. Well, friends, I want to remind you, the promises of God, they do not change. The word of God will not return void without doing that which is meant to do. God's plan, God's purpose is still yet to be realized. The smell of smoke will restrain you through your memories and emotions. When God opens the door that you might be released. I want to encourage you, be released. Don't be restrained anymore. But the smoke would restrain you. How many of you have ever smelt something that took you somewhere? Like you smell something and immediately it takes you to a place. Immediately brings back memories. I want to encourage you because the reality is this, through this year and the smell of smoke, some of you, the enemy is going to try and restrain you when we're not talking about the physical smell, but when you smell it, you know what I'm saying? Some of you have lost relationships this year. Some of you have lost family this year. Some of you have lost ministry this year. Some of you have lost business this year. Now when you smell the smoke, it's going to be like, and you're going to want to step backwards, back into the furnace. Friends, I want to encourage you, at the smell of smoke, don't step back. But at the smell of smoke, put your trust in God and begin to run towards Jesus. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. The plans and the purposes and the promises of God are yes and amen. Smoke will disorientate you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You'll end up chasing your tail going round and round and round and round. You won't know which way is out. You won't know which way to go. It'll separate you from the path and the practices that keep you in Christ. This is what I know about myself. I can't do life and Christianity without you. And you might be like, really? I can't. I'm not actually meant to. A lot of people think they can do Christianity without the body. Well, I don't know. Show me the verse. Show me the verse. There ain't no verse for that. The Bible says we are a body together. We are all members. I like the verse that says we belong to each other. It's like, I don't belong to anybody. I'm my own man. Put your teeth back in. It's going to be okay. We belong to each other. We journey together. We need each other. We walk together. Friends, I want to encourage you, embrace again the practices. Embrace the path of righteousness that you might be found safe in Christ. Smoke will suffocate you. It'll drown you in your fears. I remember I was out on a shooting trip once. But for those of you who don't like that stuff, the rabbits had guns as well. So it was a fair fight. Foxes had guns. Pigs had tattoos. It was a wild part of Australia. We're out there and there's this hut that we were in, and it has been raining. So we got locked in the hut and we've got this little fire going in the side, sort of like a fireplace, but not really. It's all made out of tin. We said, let's get out of here. So we got all the paper and started throwing it in the fire. And for whatever reason, I picked up an empty 2-liter plastic Coke bottle. And I threw it in the fire, not thinking anything of it. Like, we all know that kids don't do that at home. We understand that you don't want to be breathing in the fumes of plastics. But I just thought, just throw it in, burn it. I promise you, I breathed. But I just threw it in and I breathed. And it was like someone hit me with a pick right through the chest, right through the heart. It was like I got punched like I've never felt pain straight through my heart, and I literally could not breathe. It was like, bang, I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, it shocked me. And I knew where the door was. I ran for the door. It's pouring rain outside. I just ran out and fell on the grass and then it started to breathe again. This year, the smoke has smashed some of us. This year, the smoke has suffocated some of us. But friends, I want to encourage you, as we step out of this year and into the new year, begin to breathe again. Lift up your eyes towards heaven. Put your trust and your hope in God again and get ready to go again. Because it's the anointing. It's the anointing. It's the presence of God. It's the power of God that breaks the yoke and breaks the smoke in Jesus' name. Isaiah 10:27 says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, from you and shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke or the smoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." In Luke chapter 4, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me too." He lists a number of things that he's been anointed to do. But then he goes, "Yeah, I've been anointed to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." This is the year of the Lord's favor. I promise you, promise you, this is the year of the Lord's favor. If you'll position yourself, if you'll position your hearts, if you'll lean into the presence of God and say, Lord, pour it on me, pour it on me, pour it on me. You're going to see God do the incredible. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke, and it's the anointing that breaks the smoke. It's God's presence and power that will, that in your life, that will cause you to have vision again, to dream dreams again, to have a sound mind and a faith that will rise again. So therefore, I say, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Friends, I want to encourage you, let's not be churchgoers. Let's be people, you know what I'm saying? Some people just go to church, they miss out on the moment. It's like, yeah, I went to church, but did you encounter Jesus? I went to church, but did you encounter God? I went to church, but did you receive fresh oil? Fresh oil, fresh oil. We need fresh oil. I need fresh oil. I'm believing 2021 is going to be the best year of our lives. I really am. And you're like, do you really believe it? I honestly believe it. I'm getting myself ready. I'm not preaching to you today. I'm preaching to myself. I get to listen. It's great. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're all here together listening to the same word. I'm going to ask you this time. We've got Pastor Martin and Rose here and their kids, praise God, from Hobart. Why don't you come up, Martin? Georgie's, I think, out there somewhere. She was, but I think she just ran out of the building. So if someone can round her up, that would be awesome. And I'm going to ask for, who else am I going to ask for? I did ask for Tammy. Pastor Tammy's out there somewhere, as in she'll be doing a mono up that ramp any old minute onto the platform. And Jake, Pastor Jake. Where's Pastor Jake Ferreira? He's over here somewhere. He's up here as well. You guys are good. You're all here ready to go. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, now, the reason we always have our children in the anointing service is because we want to anoint the whole family. How many of you know God cares about your family? Friends, I want to encourage you. Here's the thing. We love Kid Mania. Praise God. Pastor Luke's over there and we've got leaders everywhere. Let's give out Pastor Luke and the team. Done an incredible job this year. Incredible job. But can I encourage you, parents? It's not actually Kid Mania's responsibility to raise your children in the ways of God. The Bible doesn't say, Kid Mania, train them up in the way they should go. The Bible says to every parent, train them up in the way they should go. For when they're old, they won't depart from it. We are a blessed church. We have incredible Kid Mania leaders and pastors. But you know what? I want to say to every family, it's like, let's go together in this. Dads, lead your families well. Parents, lead your children well. Children, obey your parents. Amen. Amen. All the teenagers are going, yeah. All the 27-year-olds are going, whatever. Not really, you know what I'm saying. It's beautiful. I love the fact that I enjoy, we have everybody here. We have the great-grandparents, the grandparents, Georgia girl, the grandparents are here. We have the children. You're going to get sick of it, aren't you? It's like the Richmond winning again. It's like, oh, not again. It's like everything about a grandchild. You're too hot to be a grandmother. It's ridiculous. How much can a koala bear? Anyway, moving right along. All right, so how long can we stand for? This is a question. I'm just going to ask these guys to pray for 1 minute. 1 minute. If your children are near, just huddle in, huddle in. You don't need to stand at this point. Just huddle in, yeah. It's really cool to see grandparents, or not just parents, sitting with adult children. Still family. Still going on this journey together. I'm going to ask Pastor Martin if he can pray for less than 59 seconds for our emotional well-being. Going to ask Pastor Tim Meister to pray for our relational well-being. Just a fresh anointing to come on our emotions. Here's the thing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that breaks the smoke. The anointing today is going to wash away the smoke. Going to wash away the pain. Going to wash away the heartache. Going to wash away the grief. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy will come when the anointing comes. All right, joy is going to come when the anointing. So we're going to pray into these spaces. And in the emotional realm where it's been difficult. It's like, we're going to pray the anointing would just come afresh. In relationships, let the anointing come. Husbands and wives, I was playing with that before. But I understand, I'm playing with it, but for some, it was real. It's like doing life together and then being locked up together for 5 months. It's like, for some, it was a challenge. Just be real with that. And post this. If you need some help to wrestle through some, work through some of that, let us know. We're going to get you to pray for physical well-being. Anointing on our physical well-being. On dads and mums and grandparents and children, physical. And then financial, Georgie, will land with yourself. So praise God. Now, just get ready to receive, all right? We'll get to the other anointing parts later. And I just don't want you to stand up the whole time, especially if you've got little kids there. And just get ready to receive, though. You can posture your heart before the Lord and just get ready to receive now. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our strength. You are our hope. You are our joy. You are our peace. Father, we just pray for emotional, mental well-being, yes, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would just begin to fill up what may have been empty.
Thank you, Lord.
Restore what you need to restore and do what you need to do. Father, I pray, Lord, that where there's been joy that's been emptied, I pray for a renewing of joy. And not just to what it was, Lord God, but an overflowing, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for peace.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for strength of mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Strength of heart, Lord God.
Yes.
Strength of spirit. Father,
yes.
I speak, Lord God, a bigness of spirit, Lord God.
Yes.
A bigness, Lord God, of perspective, God, that Lord, you'll continue to fill us up,
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus.
Father, I pray that in this year of challenge,
yes,
of pain, Father, I pray for a greater resilience in Jesus' yes. name, Lord God. That it would be people,
you, Lord.
Lord God, who would be able to step out in faith
yes.
with greater boldness and greater strength and greater wisdom and greater understanding, God. Father, I pray that you would fill us up today. Lord, strengthen our emotional
thank
well-being
you,
today. Lord, our mental strength, God, our greater perspective, Lord God. Fill us today with
thank
your
you,
kingdom in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we just pray for all relationships that are represented today, Lord God. Father, we bring them before your throne, Lord God, for your purposes, for your plans, Lord God, and for your kingdom, Lord God. We pray for alignment in 2021, Lord God, over every relationship that is represented here today, Lord God. We just pray for husbands, wives, families. We pray for sons and daughters
thank
coming
you.
Home, Lord God. We declare reconciliation in 2021, Lord God,
Jesus,
for any relationship
Jesus.
That has been strained, Lord God. We pray for forgiveness to be over this house, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for peace, for your joy, Lord God, for your strength, Lord, to do what is right before you, Lord God. And Lord, we pray and we submit our lives to you today, Lord God, afresh. We
thank
commit
you.
Our relationships to you afresh today, Lord God.
Thank
we pray that your anointing, Lord, to
thank
do what needs to be done will be done, Lord God,
thank
for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise.
You.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good job.
So as Pastor Shane said, according to your faith shall it be done. So we're going to pray for healing. And I just ask that as
thank
an expression
you.
Of your faith, just put your hand wherever
thank
you need healing right now. Because we're going to believe
thank
that God is going to be our healer. Yeah?
Yes.
So that's what the word says. Lord God, I thank you and
you.
Praise you for every man, for every woman, for every child, Lord God.
Thank
and I just lift up every need that they have right now in their bodies, Lord. Speak to every
thank
sickness, Lord God, every
thank
condition, every bone that is broken, every ligament that is twisted.
Jesus,
and we command
Jesus.
Them to be made well in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus Christ.
Thank
we thank you,
Lord.
Lord, that your word is
thank
more
you,
than
Lord.
A guideline. It's authority,
thank
Lord God. Lord God, and we
thank
stand
you.
On the authority of your word.
Thank
it is our receipt
you,
for healing. It is our receipt for physical breakthrough. And so, Lord,
thank
right
you.
Now, I ask for complete
thank
healing, Lord God, that you would touch them
Jesus,
wherever
Jesus.
There is sickness, wherever there is pain, that pain would leave their body right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and
thank
restoration
you.
Would come right now, Lord God, wherever there is the affected area, Lord God. And right now, I pray for everyone who
thank
might
you.
Not even have anything wrong with them, but, Lord, we declare
thank
your strength
you.
Over their body, Lord God,
thank
over the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that every part of them would have strength in 2021 to run the race that you have set before them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are our most amazing, generous Father. Yes. Lord God, and we are your children, Lord God. Father, so Lord, I speak, Lord God, Lord, it's a fresh anointing, Lord God, a breakthrough over the finances, Lord God, of every person represented in this place, every person in this place, every family, every business, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you are the God of the breakthrough. Lord God, you are the one who takes us through the sea, Lord God, by creating a pathway in the wilderness, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for every person in this place. Lord, I just speak blessing, a fresh anointing on the area of their finances, Lord God. Father, there would be a fresh flow of generosity, a fresh flow, Lord God, of finance, a fresh flow of provision, Lord God. Father, that not only would they receive your blessing, Lord, but they would become a source of blessing to those around about them. All those in their world, Lord God, would receive from this anointing, Lord God. We thank you for it, that you are the God of the breakthrough and the God of provision for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many of you receive all of that? All right.